K6, RXI portable, monitoring.
6CLX mobile, monitoring.
N6CLS, I believe it is, from Kilo 6, Romeo X-ray India, portable 4. Good morning, sir, over.
RXI, November 6, Charlie, Lima X-ray.
Station again, it's Kilo 6, Romeo X-ray India, portable 4. I am mobile. And probably hard to copy in here, sir. I'm in a lot of woods, so you're over.
Quieting, you're hitting the repeater, but got a lot of noise there in and out. I don't know if you're hearing this or not. November 6, Charlie, Lima X-ray.
64 RM mobile.
RM and 6 HC mobile.
Double there, apparently two stations trying to come back to me. This is Kilo 4, Romeo Mike Mobile, name is Fred.
Popular guy, November 6, Charlie, Lima X-ray.
X, good morning, name's Fred here. I heard you talking to Warren earlier. I think your name is Mike, is that correct?
You are correct, sir. So you're Fred, Frank Romeo Echo Delta, right?
That's correct. Yeah, I couldn't. I was had to make a stop, so I couldn't join in. But I got a kick out of your conversation with Warren about the TP. Over.
I was wrong too. People aren't printing money on it. Evidently, someone's discovered how to make that stuff into flat.
Again, I was going to tell you I'm a former banker, and if you could figure out a way to print money on it, you'd do well for a while. But the counterfeit detectors are pretty good nowadays. It wouldn't last long.
In about 20, 30 years, either the dollar bill or a treasury note will be printed on it.
Yeah, probably so. Interestingly enough, in South Carolina, which is where I was here in banking, in the systems that I worked in, most of the counterfeiting was detected along the coast of South Carolina, Myrtle Beach to Charleston. And that was primarily because of the I-95 traffic from New York to Miami and all points in between, very transient population, and we saw a lot of counterfeit bills in those areas along the coast, over.
Yeah, I can understand that. I could make a damn Yankee joke, too, but I won't.
Well, what was interesting was I was an internal auditor in the bank, so I had to go and audit the branches. And we had some customers in the Myrtle Beach area that were strip clubs. And so when we would go in to count down all the cash, we would wear gloves for obvious reasons for where the bills had been. Over.
Man, that's one of the first things they should have shut down for the COVID. I didn't even think of that.
Shut them down, but I read somewhere where the strippers were finding alternative ways. They were doing drive-by strip shows, and they were actually delivering things instead of stripping. Over.
I don't know what to say. I could comment. There's just so much depth you could get into on that one.
I'm not trying to be draw you into that. I'm kind of. In a sense, I'm joking, but in a way, I'm not either. There's a lot of truth in it. But anyway, the toilet paper thing, there's no rhyme or reason as to why people are hoarding toilet paper, because it's the coronavirus has nothing to do with that end of the human body.
When I first heard about it, I thought, well, it's kind of logical. Flu, what's the flu do to the stomach? So, yeah, you're going to need probably extra toilet paper, but not a flipping year's worth.
I had trouble finding it. My wife finally went to Sam's and found some. So I think we're okay as far as what we have at the house. But, you know, if this thing drags on, who knows?
I've actually gone out in search of it. So I haven't been that desperate lately. But, man, I don't want to get to the desperate situation. I'm destinated. Fred, I'll talk to you later. N6CLX. By the way, I've lived here since 07, but Instead of radioactive, I've been totally inactive.
Hear you. Nice to meet you, and welcome back to the hobby, I guess would be the way to say it. You have a good one, and we'll talk later.
I'm on the repeaters because I just hadn't had a mobile rig in a car in forever. HF I've been on, and DMR I've been on since November. But now I bought this little VTEC thing. It's great. Fits in the car. Actually, I throw it in the glove box.
Double with you a little bit there, but I think you were signing. Good to meet you. Welcome back to the hobby. Talk later. N6CLX, K4RA Mobile.
Yeah, Fred, I was just saying, I've been active. I'm on HF and DMR, and I just got this little mobile rig here, so I'm now mobile again. N6CLX, I'll be clear.